Comedy for Life podcast intro part two. As you can tell that I'm fairly new to this. Well, I wouldn't say fair, I'm saying very new to this. I have no idea what I'm doing, but hanging in with me. These are all test runs, all intro runs, and starting January 2022, I should be conducting my first interviews and putting on my first show. So I appreciate you tuning in when you did, and hanging in there, and just check back from time to time. I want this to be a weekly show. There's so many comics out there that I would like to do a weekly show that's taped every day of the week. You know, I hit open mic Monday through Friday, and over the weekend, edit it up and put a show out for Sunday. That's the plan. Let's see if we can get that together and rocking and rolling. I see this as being a very good opportunity for young comics to help get their name out there, totally free for them. All they have to do is do an interview, tell friends and family, tune in, hear them. They get some airtime. We can shop this podcast out. Bookers, managers might hear them, might pick them up. You never know. So come back as often as you can. Check with us. If you got a comic or if you know a comic, you know a wannabe comic, turn them on to the open mic. Turn them on to the podcast, Comedy for Life, the open mic series. Never know. Peace. Comedy for Life, open mic series, intro part two, take four. I've done 40 or 50 takes of my first intro before I got the one that's out there now. Now I'm on my fifth or fourth, I can't even remember, part of my second intro, my fifth take, fourth take, whatever, and I haven't said my name one time. So allow me to introduce myself. My name is Tony Knott, a.k.a. Tony Tillman, a.k.a. Tony Knott. I started out as Tony Knott back in 1990. Did comedy for about 6 years. Became a Philadelphia firefighter. Took a sabbatical. 26 years later, I'm back in the saddle. Doing open mics. And I started this podcast. And Tony Knott just doesn't seem like the name I should still be using coming back for a second time. I'm way more mature than I was when I started in 1990. And I just figured, shit, I'm damn near retired from the fire department. Tony Tillman is a funny motherfucker. So, again, Tony Knott, a.k.a. Tony Tillman, a.k.a. Tony Knott. I went to a comedy show a couple of weeks ago down at the Laugh House. Punchline. Laugh House is closed. Punchline. I seen Teray. Teray's a funny guy. And he still calls me Tony Knott because that's all he knows me as. All the comics from back in the day, in the early 90s and mid 90s, like Teray, Mike Blackson, Charles Walton, Sean C. Turner. By golly, Lisa Holly, Chuck Nice, Taquan Stewart, Kurt Skelton, Dick Tracy. Am I missing somebody? Like, I know I'm missing a ton. Romont Harris, Ronnie Long. I mean, these were some funny ass people. And if you know anything, Teray's doing this thing. With the comedy world. He's down at the Punchline a lot. He's traveling across the country. Mike Blackson did some guest appearances in movies. He's doing his thing. Chuck Nice. Chuck Nice is my man. I've seen him do his thing a few times. And he's doing a couple of TV slots, commercials. Every time I see Chuck Nice on TV, I give him a call and just congratulate him. I'm so, so happy for Chuck Nice. It would be nice to see all these guys again. Just the crew from when we used to go to the Funny Bone, Bank Street Comedy Club, it just closed when I started. The Comedy Works, the Comic Stop, Comedy Cabaret. We went out to New York one night, a couple nights. We went out to New York. We went to the Apollo. Oh, here's a person, Tasha Smith. I did comedy with her a few times. She is doing it well. She is doing it very well. My girl. We went to Tasha and I used to work at the IRS when I first started doing comedy. And I thought, you know, wear a business suit. That was when you dress for the job you want, not the job you got. So I was just a data entry clerk. But I wore a tie to work every day. I carried a briefcase. And in my briefcase was a sandwich, maybe a piece of fruit, some candy, and a microphone. I carried a microphone with me everywhere I went. That's how much I love comedy. So I met Tasha. We got to be cool. I had a little hoopty at the time. She called me up and she wanted to go to Manhattan proper. Oh, that was a long ride. We went out to Manhattan proper and I got up on stage. I mean, I'm coming right from the IRS. I'm skinny. I had a tapered box haircut, wore glasses, still do. And I hit the stage in Manhattan proper. I think, I can't remember who the host was. It'll come to me. I don't know if Tasha remembers this, but man, New York, they gave it to me. They booed me, called me Steve Urkel. I've never been so embarrassed and so humiliated in all my life. I got off the stage, went to the back of the club, and I didn't leave till that motherfucker was empty. Shit, I left after the fucking rats left. That's how fucking embarrassed I was. But it didn't stop me. It didn't stop me at all. That was embarrassing, but it was a good time. It was a very good time. Man, the good old days. Ah, well, here comes take six. Comedy for Life, open mic series. Intro, part two, take five. Hey guys, how you guys doing? Thank you for tuning in again, listening to yet another fucked up intro that I'm doing. Listen, I did about 50 takes of my first intro before I put what's out there, they're out there now. Blah, blah, blah. This is why. That's exactly why. Comedy for Life, open mic series, intro, part two. Take six. Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in again to another intro. I'll be doing intros for a couple of days, sort of like a test run. In January 2022, we're going to kick it off right. We're going to hit the comedy club. We're going to hit the open mics. And we're going to interview comics and get their take and their feel on the industry, what comedy means to them. The whole shebang. And like I said in the first intro, with their permission, with their signed permission, I can clip their act for the night and put it out there. You know, these guys, they're doing it well. The other night I was out and I seen some brand spanking new comics, first time on stage. And they sound pretty good. The timing was pretty nice and, you know, They're new, so they got a little bit of stage presence to work on, a little crowd work they need to do. And I don't mean work on the crowd. I mean, you know, just scanning the audience and making eye contact with everybody. No matter how many people are in the audience, I tell young comics, no matter if it's one person in the audience, talk to all the chairs. And that one person, don't just look at that one person because you don't want to get used to. You want to get used to scanning the room. You might pick up something. You might pick up something. Improv opportunity or something. So just scan the room at all times.